Today, the narrow path says rate hikes are coming in Australia. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, the ABS released the latest employment data today, and in response, investors have bumped up their bets on an August interest rate rise after the jobs market recorded another month of strong employment gains in June. As always, there is a degree of number wanging going on here, and the numbers are being flattered by the still strong migration. But the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate rose by less than 0.1 percentage point to 4.1% in June, with employment rising by around 50,200 people and the number of unemployed people growing by just 10,000 people, the unemployment rate rose just slightly to 4.1%, while the participation rate rose to 66.9%. The employment growth figures were better than markets had expected. They were looking for gains of around 20,000, and it highlights the continual resilience of the local job market in the face of the fastest interest rate tightening cycle in decades. The participation rate in June was only 0.1 percentage points lower than the historical high of 67% in November 2023, and the employment-to-population ratio rose by 0.1 percentage points to 64.2%, and that was also close to its historical high of 64.4% in November 2023. The employment-to-population ratio and participation rate both continue to be near their 2023 highs. This, along with the continued high level of job vacancies, suggests the labour market remains relatively tight, despite the unemployment rate being now above 4% since April. Unemployment rose just 10,000 people in June. That followed a fall of 9,000 in May. And while it was increased from a low of 491,000 people in October 2022 to 608,000 in June, it's still around 100,000 people, or 14.2% lower than just prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. The unemployment rate was 0.5 percentage points higher than June last year and 1.1 percentage points lower than March 2020. Season-adjusted monthly hours worked rose by 0.8%. The growth rate over recent months was broadly in line with employment. In June, we continued to see more people than usual working reduced hours because they were sick, similar to what we saw in May. Around 4.5% of employed people in June could not work their usual hours because they were sick, compared to the pre-pandemic average for June of 3.6%. However, we also saw less people taking annual leave in June 2024. There was around 12.5% of people working fewer hours because they were on leave, compared with the pre-pandemic average for June of 14.5%. This contributed to the increase in hours worked over the month. Consistent with the increase in hours worked, the seasonally adjusted underemployment rate fell 0.3 percentage points to 6.5%. The underemployment rate was 0.1 percentage points lower than June last year and 2.3 percentage points lower than March 2020. And the underutilization rate, which combines the unemployment rate and the underemployment rate, also fell 0.2 percentage points to 10.5%. And while this was 0.4 percentage points higher than June 2023, it was 3.4 percentage points lower than March 2020. So the ABS summed it up in trend terms. All indicators still point to a tight labour market, although it is less tight than it was in early 2023. Now, this increase in employment was not enough to stop the jobless rate from rising to 4.1% last month from 4%, as a continuing surge in foreign arrivals did help push the participation rate to a near record high of 66.9%. But with inflationary pressures remaining uncomfortably strong, investors have now taken a 1 in 5 chance that the Reserve Bank will increase the cash rate from 4.35% to 4.6% when it meets on August the 6th. That's up from just a 14% chance before the jobs data. And they're also pricing a 28% chance of a move higher by September, up from 17% on Wednesday. Economists say the June quarterly consumer price index on July the 31st will be decisive in determining whether the RBA will be forced to deliver a 14th interest rate increase next month. IFM Investors chief economist Alex Joyner said that there was nothing to stop the RBA from hiking in August if the June quarter CPI warrants it. Last month's employment gains were driven by a 43,300 increase in full-time workers and a 6,800 rise in part-time employment. Hours worked across the economy jumped by 0.8%. That's 1.4% higher over the year. Employment gains of at least 39,000 are needed each month to stop unemployment from rising based on the current elevated rate of migration. That assumes the participation rate stays unchanged. But strong demand for workers has largely soaked up the recent surge in foreign arrivals, which totaled 547,300 people over the 12 months to December. That's way ahead of Treasury estimates. The high migration helped push up the participation rate, the percentage of working age people in the labour force, from 66.8% in May to a near record of 66.9% last month, just off the record 67% reached late last year. Barron Joey chief economist Joe Master said the solid figures meant another RBA rate rise was a very real possibility and described a 40% chance that the board would raise the cash rate to 4.6% next month. RBC Capital Markets chief economist Sue Lin Ong said the figures showed that the still tight labour market was loosening only gently, but the RBA would raise rates only if forced to by the June quarter CPI. As economic growth slows, employers have gradually eased back on hiring workers instead of laying off existing staff. Just 39% of employers were either recruiting or had recruited in the past month, which was the lowest figure since the COVID-19 lockdowns in September 2021. That's according to data released by Jobs and Skills Australia this week. The number of job openings has declined by 23% since the middle of 2022, although there are still far more vacancies than before the pandemic, according to the ABS figures. The RBA expects the pullback in hiring to cause the jobless rate to gradually drift higher as entrants to the workforce struggle to find work quickly. Treasury expects the jobless rate to hit 4.5% by the middle of next year as the economy slows. That's according to projections in the May budget. Frankly, though, the unemployment rate has resembled a yo-yo for the past year, sitting at 4.1%. up from its nearly 50-year low of 3.5%, but this is still well below the RBA's own estimation of the rate of unemployment consistent with stable inflation, the so-called NIRU, or non-accelerating inflation rate of unemployment. This implies that the tight labour market is contributing to strong wage growth and above-target inflation. So the question is the unemployment rate the best measure of labour market tightness? Well, back in the 1980s, 4 in 5 workers were full-time, a time when a home was affordable with a single full-time income. So counting the number of people who didn't have a job was a reasonable measure of the labour market slack. But now, almost half of people work part-time. Increased part-time work reflects changes in how businesses operate and labour laws, as well as people's preferences, and also the fact that more people are having to work multiple jobs just to get by. Some part-time workers want more hours, and that exerts downward pressure on wages growth, even though they are already employed. And some unemployed people want to work full-time, but others are searching only for part-time jobs. So just counting the number of people looking for work actually no longer captures labour spare capacity. The number of hours they want to work matters. And up till now, the increase in the hours-based unemployment rate has been smaller than it was back in 2012. However, this rate has increased by more than it was in 2012, demonstrating that this margin of adjustment is now much more important. All up, the hours-based underutilization rate is tracking in line with the 2012 slowdown, and the RBA seems to be getting the gentle easing in labour market conditions it wants if you look at that particular data set. However, that gradual easing in labour tightness may not be enough. The governor said the RBA expects the unemployment rate to increase up to their estimate of the Naira, which is 4.3%. So the RBA's narrow path is very, very narrow indeed. So the consequence of all this is, firstly, the unemployment indicator would put more pressure on lifting rates. And we are now just a little way from the CPI data. That will be determinant. But the bets are now, I think, that rates will have to rise, which will put yet more pressure on households. The base data, the employment data, is wobbly. It's a number wang. But at the moment, it's the best we've got. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.